Are you tired of feeling stuck in a cycle of negative thoughts? Do you want to learn how to cultivate a positive mindset and live a more fulfilling life? In this video, we'll explore the ancient philosophy of Stoicism and how it can help you become a more positive thinker. From embracing gratitude to reframing negative thoughts, we'll dive into practical tips and strategies for shifting your mindset and improving your overall well-being. Lesson 1. Start your day on a positive note. The first moments of our day set the tone for the hours to come. If we wake up feeling grumpy and irritable, it's likely that our day will be filled with negativity. However, if we start our day with a positive attitude, we are more likely to have a productive and fulfilling day. This is where the teachings of Stoicism come in. One way to start your day on a positive note is to practice Stoic morning reflections. This involves taking a few minutes each morning to reflect on the things you are grateful for and the challenges you may face in the day ahead. By doing so, you can set a positive intention for the day and prepare yourself for any obstacles that may come your way. Another way to start your day on a positive note is to engage in some form of physical activity. This could be as simple as stretching or going for a walk. Exercise has been shown to improve our mood and reduce stress, making it an excellent way to start the day. Consider starting your day with a healthy breakfast. Eating a nutritious meal can give you the energy you need to tackle the day ahead and help you feel more positive and focused. Lesson 2. Surround yourself with positive people. The people we surround ourselves with have a significant impact on our lives. They can either lift us up and inspire us to be our best selves, or they can drag us down and make us feel negative and unmotivated. This is why it's important to surround ourselves with positive people who support and encourage us. Stoicism teaches us that the company we keep is crucial to our well-being. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, the key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. By surrounding ourselves with positive people, we can cultivate a positive mindset and improve our overall well-being. Think about the people in your life who make you feel good about yourself, who inspire you, and who support you. These could be friends, family members, co-workers, or acquaintances. Make a list of these people and prioritize spending time with them. If you're struggling to find positive people in your current social circle, it may be time to seek out new relationships. Join a club or group that aligns with your interests. Attend networking events or volunteer for a cause you care about. By putting yourself out there and meeting new people, you're more likely to find positive individuals who share your values and goals. While it's important to surround yourself with positive people, it's also important to limit your time with negative people. This doesn't mean you have to cut them out of your life completely, but it does mean setting boundaries and being mindful of how much time you spend with them. If you find that someone consistently brings you down or drains your energy, it may be time to reevaluate your relationship with them. Positive communication is key to building positive relationships. This means actively listening to others, expressing gratitude, and using positive language. When you communicate positively, you're more likely to attract positive people into your life and strengthen your existing relationships. Practice gratitude, be kind to others, and focus on the positive aspects of your life. When you radiate positivity, you're more likely to attract positive people into your life and inspire others to do the same. By identifying the positive people in your life, seeking out new positive relationships, limiting your time with negative people, practicing positive communication, and being a positive influence yourself, you can create a supportive and uplifting social circle. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca said, "Associate with people who are likely to improve you. Welcome those whom you are capable of improving. The process is a mutual one. People learn as they teach." Lesson 3. Embrace gratitude. Gratitude is the act of acknowledging and appreciating the good things in our lives. It is a powerful tool for cultivating a positive mindset and improving our overall well-being. When we focus on what we have, rather than what we lack, we can shift our perspective and see the world in a more positive light. Stoicism teaches us to embrace gratitude as a way of life. By practicing gratitude, we can learn to appreciate the present moment and find joy in the simple things. Each day, write down 3 things you are grateful for. These could be big things, like your health or your family, or small things, like a good cup of coffee or a beautiful sunset. By focusing on the positive aspects of your life, you can cultivate a mindset of gratitude and appreciation. Writing in a gratitude journal can also help you gain perspective on your life. When you're feeling down or overwhelmed, it can be helpful to look back on your journal entries and remember all the good things in your life. This can help you shift your perspective and see the world in a more positive light. Take the time to thank the people in your life who have made a positive impact on you. This could be as simple as sending a text message or making a phone call. By expressing gratitude to others, you can strengthen your relationships and spread positivity. Expressing gratitude can also have a ripple effect. When you thank someone, they are more likely to feel appreciated and pass that appreciation on to others. This can create a cycle of positivity and gratitude that benefits everyone involved. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and focusing on your breath or your surroundings. By practicing mindfulness, you can calm your mind and gain perspective on your thoughts and emotions. This can help you cultivate a mindset of gratitude and appreciation. Close your eyes and take slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in, focus on the sensation of the air entering your body. As you breathe out, focus on the sensation of the air leaving your body. By doing this, you can calm your mind and cultivate a sense of peace and gratitude. When we dwell on the past or worry about the future, we can become consumed by negative thoughts and emotions. By focusing on the present moment, we can cultivate a mindset of gratitude and appreciation. One way to focus on the present moment is to engage in activities that require your full attention. This could be anything from cooking a meal to playing a musical instrument. By immersing yourself in the present moment, you can cultivate a sense of flow and gratitude. Negative thoughts are a natural part of life, but they can be damaging if we allow them to consume us. Stoicism teaches us to reframe negative thoughts and see them as opportunities for growth and learning. One way to reframe negative thoughts is to practice cognitive restructuring. This involves identifying negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive and realistic ones. For example, if you find yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," you could reframe this thought as, "I'm doing the best I can with the resources I have." By focusing on the positive aspects of your life, you can shift your perspective and see the world in a more positive light. This can help you reframe negative thoughts and cultivate a mindset of gratitude and appreciation. By keeping a gratitude journal, expressing gratitude to others, practicing mindfulness, focusing on the present moment, and reframing negative thoughts, we can learn to appreciate the good things in our lives and find joy in the simple things. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca said, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." By embracing gratitude, we can learn to be content with what we have and find happiness in the present moment. Lesson 4. Reframe negative thoughts. Negative thoughts can be persistent and overwhelming, making it difficult to maintain a positive outlook on life. However, Stoicism teaches us that we have the power to control our thoughts and emotions and to reframe negative thoughts in a more positive and constructive way. One way to reframe negative thoughts is to practice cognitive restructuring. This involves identifying negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive and realistic ones. For example, if you find yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," you could reframe this thought as, "I'm doing the best I can with the resources I have." By doing so, you can shift your perspective and focus on the positive aspects of the situation. It's also important to challenge negative thoughts and ask yourself if they are based in reality. Often, negative thoughts are distorted or exaggerated and don't reflect the true nature of the situation. By examining your thoughts and challenging their validity, you can gain a more balanced and realistic perspective. When faced with a negative situation, ask yourself what you can do to improve it. By taking action and focusing on solutions, you can shift your mindset from one of negativity to one of positivity and empowerment. It's also important to practice self-compassion and to be kind to yourself. Negative thoughts often stem from a lack of self-compassion and a tendency to be overly critical of oneself. By practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with kindness and understanding, you can reduce negative self-talk and improve your overall well-being. Talking to a trusted friend or family member about your negative thoughts can provide a fresh perspective and help you reframe them in a more positive way. You may also consider seeking support from a therapist or counselor who can provide you with tools and strategies for managing negative thoughts and improving your overall mental health. Incorporating these strategies into your daily life can help you reframe negative thoughts and cultivate a more positive mindset. However, it's important to remember that changing thought patterns takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself and don't expect overnight results. With persistence and dedication, you can learn to reframe negative thoughts and improve your overall well-being. In addition to the strategies mentioned above, there are also several stoic exercises that can help you reframe negative thoughts and cultivate a more positive mindset. One such exercise is the view from above technique. This involves imagining yourself high above the earth, looking down on your life from a detached and objective perspective. By doing so, you can gain a broader perspective on your problems and see them in the context of the larger world. By practicing cognitive restructuring, mindfulness, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on solutions, practicing self-compassion, seeking support from others, and incorporating stoic exercises into your daily life, you can learn to reframe negative thoughts and cultivate a more positive mindset. Lesson 5. Help others. One of the most powerful ways to cultivate a positive mindset is to help others. When we focus on the needs of others, we shift our attention away from our own problems and worries, and we gain a sense of purpose and fulfillment. In addition, helping others can improve our relationships, increase our self-esteem, and even boost our physical health. The Stoic philosophy emphasizes the importance of helping others and contributing to the greater good. Stoicism teaches us that we are all interconnected and that our actions have an impact on the world around us. By helping others, we can create a ripple effect of positivity and make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. Volunteering is a great way to help others and make a positive impact in your community. You can volunteer at a local soup kitchen, animal shelter, or community center. If you have a particular skill or expertise, you can volunteer to teach or mentor others. For example, if you are a writer, you can volunteer to help students with their writing skills. If you are a musician, you can volunteer to teach music to children. When you volunteer, you not only help others, but you also gain a sense of purpose and fulfillment. In addition, volunteering can help you meet new people, develop new skills, and even improve your physical health. Studies have shown that volunteering can lower blood pressure, reduce stress, and improve overall well-being. Random acts of kindness are small gestures that can make a big difference in someone's day. You can practice random acts of kindness by holding the door open for someone, buying a coffee for a stranger, or leaving a positive note for a coworker. These small acts of kindness can brighten someone's day and create a ripple effect of positivity. When you practice random acts of kindness, you not only make someone else's day, but you also boost your own mood and self-esteem. In addition, practicing kindness can help you develop empathy and compassion for others. Sometimes the best way to help others is to simply listen and offer support. If someone is going through a difficult time, you can offer a listening ear and a shoulder to lean on. You don't necessarily need to offer advice or solutions. Sometimes just being present and offering emotional support can make a big difference. When you listen actively and offer support, you not only help the other person, but you also develop your own communication and empathy skills. In addition, offering support can help you build stronger relationships and create a sense of community. If you don't have time to volunteer or practice random acts of kindness, you can still make a positive impact by donating to a cause you care about. You can donate money, goods, or services to a charity or non-profit organization. For example, you can donate food to a local food bank, donate clothes to a homeless shelter, or donate your time to a non-profit organization. When you donate to a cause you care about, you not only help others, but you also feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment. In addition, donating can help you develop a sense of gratitude and appreciation for what you have. If you are passionate about a particular issue or cause, you can advocate for change and make a positive impact in your community or even the world. You can write letters to your local representatives, sign petitions, or participate in protests or rallies. When you advocate for change, you not only help others, but you also develop your own leadership and communication skills. In addition, advocating for change can help you feel a sense of purpose and empowerment. By volunteering your time and skills, practicing random acts of kindness, listening actively and offering support, donating to a cause you care about, and advocating for change, you can make a meaningful difference in the lives of others and create a ripple effect of positivity. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca said, "Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for a kindness." Lesson 6. Celebrate your accomplishments. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and to take responsibility for our own thoughts and emotions. Celebrating our accomplishments is a way of acknowledging our efforts and taking pride in our achievements. It's a way of recognizing that we have the power to create positive change in our lives. One way to celebrate your accomplishments is to keep a record of your successes. This could be a journal, a list, or even a box of mementos. Whenever you accomplish something, take a moment to write it down or add it to your collection. This will help you to remember all the positive things you've achieved and give you a confidence boost when you need it. Sharing your accomplishments with others is another way to celebrate them. This could be as simple as telling a friend or family member about something you're proud of, or sharing your success on social media. By sharing your accomplishments, you can inspire others and build a support network of positive people. Celebrating your accomplishments doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Sometimes it's as simple as treating yourself to something you enjoy. This could be a favorite meal, a relaxing bath, or a fun activity. By taking time to do something you enjoy, you're acknowledging your hard work and giving yourself a well-deserved break. Celebrating your accomplishments is also a great time to set new goals. By reflecting on what you've achieved, you can identify areas where you want to grow and set new challenges for yourself. This will help you to continue to move forward and cultivate a positive mindset. Take a moment to reflect on all the people and circumstances that helped you to achieve your goal. This could be a supportive friend, a helpful mentor, or even a lucky break. By practicing gratitude, you can cultivate a positive mindset and strengthen your relationships. It's important to remember that not every accomplishment will be a success. Sometimes we fail or fall short of our goals. However, Stoicism teaches us to view failure as an opportunity for growth and learning. By reflecting on our failures and identifying what we can learn from them, we can become stronger and more resilient. It's important to remember not to compare yourself to others. Celebrating your accomplishments is about acknowledging your own efforts and achievements, not measuring yourself against someone else's success. Everyone's journey is unique, and it's important to focus on your own path and progress. By acknowledging your efforts, taking pride in your achievements, and practicing gratitude, you can build a support network of positive people and continue to move forward. So take a moment to celebrate something you've accomplished today, no matter how small it may seem. You deserve it. Lesson 7. Find humor in everyday life. Laughter is a powerful tool for cultivating a positive mindset and improving our overall well-being. Stoicism teaches us to find humor in everyday life and to not take ourselves too seriously. One way to find humor in everyday life is to watch funny movies or TV shows. This can help you relax and take your mind off of any stress or negativity you may be experiencing. Another way to find humor in everyday life is to spend time with people who make you laugh. This could be friends, family members, or co-workers. By surrounding yourself with people who bring joy and laughter into your life, you can cultivate a positive mindset and improve your overall well-being. Overall, becoming a more positive thinker requires effort and intention. By practicing Stoic teachings, such as starting your day on a positive note, surrounding yourself with positive people, embracing gratitude, reframing negative thoughts, helping others, celebrating your accomplishments, and finding humor in everyday life, you can cultivate a positive mindset and improve your overall well-being.